Everybody is debating this as, are you for the mullahs or are you for regime change? You have to look at all of this in the history of it, and the neocons in 9/11 saying they were going to regime change seven countries and use 9/11 as the pretext.
Right after 9/11, about 10 days after 9/11, I went through the Pentagon and I saw Secretary Rumsfeld and Deputy Secretary Wolfowitz. I went downstairs just to say hello to some of the people on the joint staff who had used to work for me. And one of the generals called me and he said, you got to come in and talk to me a second. I said, well, you're too busy. He said, no. He says, we've made the decision we're going to war with Iraq. This was on or about the 20th of September. I said, we're going to war with Iraq? Why? He said, I don't know. He reached over on his desk. He picked up a piece of paper and he said, I just got this down from upstairs, meaning the Secretary of Defense's office today. And he said, this is a memo that describes how we're going to take out seven countries in 5 years, starting with Iraq and then Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and finishing off Iran. I said, is it classified? He said, yes, sir. I said, well, don't show it to me. Were we to get out early, we'd be intensifying the threat against us of a super powerful Sunni extremist group, which was now legitimated by overt Saudi funding in an effort to hang on to a toehold inside Iraq and block Iranian expansionism.
And it wasn't just Wesley Clark releasing classified info. They said in the Project for New American Century a year before 9/11 that they needed a big attack to be able to do this. And so I don't like the mullahs. I don't like their dictatorship, but this is not America first. So I've got a lot of the folks out there that don't like Iran because they blew up the Marine base and all the rest of it and attacked Israel. I don't like the Iranian leadership either. Neither does their population. They're very unpopular. Even Eric Prince, he's looked at the different ethnic and religious groups there. There's a very good chance this is going to be a civil war. We can be sucked into a new Vietnam. And that's if we're successful getting rid of the mullahs. So it's a real roll of the dice. But no one can deny that this is an extremely bold move by Trump. And Trump said, if they're going to get a nuke, I'm going to go in and stop them. Now, here's the big story. And I told you this at least 15 years ago, and then I talked to my other Pentagon sources, and they said, yeah, that's true, and you shouldn't know that. But they have cars, vans, taxicabs, you name it, that the West has in Iran that drive around that have sensors on them that scoop up the air, and then they send it back and have it tested. And 15, 16 years ago, they were driving around the enrichment centers. So they stick them out in the middle of nowhere trying to keep away from that, but they can also follow vehicles that are transporting it. And they picked up heavily enriched uranium from the centrifuges. So when you hear Israel saying for 20 years, they're 2 weeks from a nuke, that's because they have been. Now, just because that's true doesn't mean Israel has a right to strike them. We're going to attack North Korea because they have nukes? I want to be clear. Iran is trying to get a weapons program. They refuse the peaceful program and the free fuel to build power reactors. They don't need reactors. They are full of oil and gas. So it is true that they've been pursuing a nuclear program. I don't believe you have a right to attack them just because of that. Can Iran attack Israel because they've got nukes? Now, here's the headline, and this is officially on the Iranian news channels. Iran needs only 1 week to conduct a nuclear test, says member of Iranian Security Committee, their Security Council, and a high-level member of parliament. There's a bunch of statements by the council. We can have a bomb in 1 hour. We can have a bomb in 1 day. We can have a nuclear test within 1 week. And Iran could test a nuke and show everybody. And, we've had Witkoff saying this earlier in the week. And the bigger deal is they have the delivery systems now with their medium-range ballistic missiles. Now, when I state those facts, people go, oh, my God, you agree with Israeli propaganda. Not everything Israel says is a lie. Now Iran says they're 1 week away from being able to test one. And I predict it because that's the obvious move to say, hey, we got nukes. So,
we're engaged in world-changing information here.
And now our credibility is higher than ever, but it takes funds to operate. So it's a win-win. I sell you supplements, super nutrient compounds that are the certified best, strongest, highest rated, most loved, totally tested products at thealexjonesstore.com. And we have a massive sale. Alert, alert, alert. I'm saying this live on air Thursday, February 26th. And that means you have until midnight Monday, March 2nd, to get our incredible, highest quality, concentrated creatine, private label, the top brand in the country. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, good for everything. And you get a free bottle of Irish Sea Moss gummies and our high-quality Shilajit. You get either or. You choose absolutely free with our creatine. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, this is the War Room with Harrison Smith. Join the battle now on band.video and X worldwide.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Final hour of the War Room for today's broadcast. I'm going to open up the phone lines for your calls. The number to dial is 1-877-789-2539. 1-877-789-2539. Calls specifically, of course, about the Iranian conflict, where we think it'll go from here. And we'll go to those calls just as soon as they start pouring in. You know, I haven't even talked about the fact that the video I made called The Eighth Front War has gone doubly viral, went viral again for the second time over the weekend, as a lot of people were tweeting it out, saying this is an important context to understand the Iran war and what the intentions really are. Remember, Iran is the seventh front. America is the eighth front of the Eighth Front War that Israel has been waging. How many views we got now? Scroll down just a touch there. 16.8 million views, had, I think, less than 9 on Friday. And everybody's pointing out that the likes keep going away. My own like keeps going away from it. They're very actively and aggressively suppressing this. And I just feel like they've lost. I feel like they've lost the Eighth Front War. They are losing the Eighth Front. We are literally beating them on the Eighth Front War. Meaning the propaganda war, the information front. We are winning, and winning handily, and it's entirely of their own making. And it's like weird. Laura Loomer keeps like tagging me and stuff, calling me a terrorist, and I just respond to her with a single word, and I keep ratioing her pretty effectively. I keep calling her a traitor, and everybody agrees with me and not whatever nonsense she was talking about. And I just feel like now's the time. I feel like it's time. I feel like it's sort of beyond time that we deal with this situation. I mean, with Epstein to what's going on with Iran, it's pretty clear where, like, most of our problems come from. And not just that, but, like, all of the other problems that we face on a daily basis, not only sort of tangentially or with a step or two removed, also come from these same places, right? I mean, we wouldn't have a migrant crisis in Europe if it weren't for the wars in the Middle East that we're fighting for Israel, right? It's all, like, tied very much in together, and I know if you've been on X, you've seen at least one post recently that just shows the millions and millions and millions of dollars worth of missiles being fired from interceptors to protect Israel, and then it'll show, like, a picture of the town where the missile's made, and it's, you know, it's just some dilapidated, just rust belt old Alabama town. I mean, literally, it's like, yeah, the people who make this, it's, you know, each missile costs the equivalent of, you know, 10 years of their salary. And it's just the amount of money, the amount of resources. It's absurd. Yeah, look at this. Laura Loomer says the woke Reich is indistinguishable from ISIS, Hezbollah, and Hamas. Well, that's not true because ISIS works for Israel. ISIS is Israel. Don't call me Israel, lady. See, what I said is Israel must be destroyed. Israel must be destroyed. That's sort of a throwback. That's a reference. It's a meme. It's Carthage must be destroyed, right? No, Israel must be destroyed. And hey, what a weird coincidence. It's the same people. It's the baby sacrificing Moloch worshipers that Rome had to stomp into the dust and salt the earth so they never rose again. It's like maybe that's where we're at. Because the point is, there is nothing positive that's come out of the... There's a couple things. Yeah, and then, I'm not a traitor. I'm a proud American who's grateful for the U.S. Army and the IDF. The IDF are on the front lines of jihad every day as the first line of offense, and your own military confronts the Islamic barbarians. Those of us who are on the side of the blah, 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 and I'm just like, no, you're a traitor. And I'm winning, and I'm winning the contest. Go like my post right now so I win even harder. This is where the American people are. This is where we all are. If you support Israel, you're a traitor to America. And it's pretty much as simple as that. And I showed you the Michael Eisenberg thing. Go watch the Eighth Front War. They are trying to destroy America. They're trying to destroy America. They took over the Republican Party in order to take control of America with the intention of destroying both. Do you understand? Why is it that the American, or why is it that the Republican Party right now is just like in total shatters and total tatters and like, we're going to lose the midterms, just get absolutely walloped because nothing that we want is getting done. Why? Because of Israel. Because Donald Trump accepted the support of a bunch of leftist, never-Trumper, Israeli Jewish supremacists, and they've just taken complete control of his entire presidency, and it's intolerable. And like I said, I mean, Michael Eisenberg is like the best choice or the best, you know, person to look at. Or the guy who runs the Tikva Fund, right? In the Eighth Front, he's the one going, you know, there was a nice vacation from reality where America accepted Jews, but that's not happening anymore. Now it's time for you to choose your Jewishness over your Americanness. And it's like, you're declaring war against us. Like, we get it. It's not confusing. And I think we just need to embrace that. I think we need to embrace that. Because what I don't understand is people get so up in arms about Iran or anybody else. It's like Israel's literally worse than all of them, even if you're only going from the perspective of America and the history of America and who has benefited us and who has harmed us. Israel has been nothing but a thorn in our side. And you can only imagine what the last 50 years of American history would look like if we hadn't had the first Iraq war and the second Iraq war and the Afghanistan war. And I mean, it just goes on and on. The migrant crisis, again, like I said. And then it's the fact that you've got CNN and others like literally being like, oh, yeah, this is done on Purim. This was like a symbolic thing. It like has to do with the Jewish religion. It's just like, okay, that's intolerable. Okay, well, we can't have that. We can't have a bunch of religious extremists starting wars on certain dates because they think it's going to make them lucky. Like, this is absurd. The 1991 Gulf War ended on Purim, while the 2003 Iraq war invasion began on Purim. This latest one has begun on Purim, which is the holiday, the Jewish holiday, where they celebrate the slaughter of a bunch of Persians in history. Persian being, of course, proto-Iranian. So, you know, I'm sick of this, and I think we need to... just separate once and for all. And this would be a way that we could take what has been, up till now, a horrendous and embarrassing and evil and an illegal debacle, could be transmuted, transmogrified, into a great revolution here in America, freeing ourselves from the pernicious influence of Israel. And maybe it's as simple as, like, look, this is either... you, Marco Rubio, you, Donald Trump, or it was Israel. Now, if you tell us it was Israel and you want to get the Israeli influence out of the country because of the horrible mistake of the Iran war and just everything that you've done for the last year or so, then that's great. And that would be a fantastic outcome to this. But if you want to go down with the ship, then, you know, hold your breath. Like, I don't know what else to tell you. And this is how I put it. Israel must be defeated. Must. It's actually not up to us anymore. They have actually declared war on us. If you watch the Eighth Front War, if you hear Benjamin Netanyahu say, you know, Rome, the new America is the new Rome, and, you know, we're going to have to win this one. So I'm not expressing my own opinion. I'm not expressing my own desire. I'm not even expressing like something that is predicated on a strategy. It's strategically we have to go after this. It's like if a man kicks your front door down with a knife, you fight him. You know, at that point, it's like, okay, it's him or me. One of us is going to die and the other one's going to get killed. It's not about like strategy. It's not about like, well, if I do this, then maybe this will happen. And that. It's just like, nope. It's go time now. It's go time now because they've declared war. And either we win or they do. And winning in this instance is surviving. We either defeat them or we die. Like that's where we're at this point. America as a nation, our people, the European people as well, I would add. We either defeat Israel or Israel is going to destroy us. They're the ones saying it, so take it up with them if you disagree. So I said, Israel must be defeated. I say this with a heavy heart. I really had hoped they'd be convinced to change their ways, but it's clear now, nothing short of complete destruction will stop them. I hold no ill will towards the people of Israel or the Jewish people as a whole, but it's become undeniable that they must be restrained for the sake of peace. America and Europe are dying, and for the sake of our own survival, we must prioritize our own people to the exclusion of all others. This is not a choice. And then I linked the Patrick Henry speech, give me liberty or give me death, because he lays it out there, right? Peace, peace, you cry peace. There is no peace. The peace is gone. It's that war has been declared. It's here. It's not even coming. It's here. They're waging it in a variety of different ways, but all of them engineered to bring about our destruction. So we got to do something about this. We really do. I just want to make that abundantly clear. I'm not going to like moderate, you know, these statements anymore. I genuinely think the continuing existence of Israel is an existential threat to America and the wider Western world. And I know they have nuclear weapons. I know they have nuclear submarines, you know, lurking off the coast of our capital cities to carry out the plan, the Samson plan, to bomb us all to death if they ever start to go down. I think we could handle it, though. I think we could handle it. I mean, for me personally, if I was in charge, like, the minute you learn about the Samson project, you should have been sending secret agents with everything you've got to try to infiltrate and shut that crap down. But it's too far at this point. It's too much, and everybody gets it. And if we can't unify on this and just go, nothing is going to get solved until we solve this problem. Nothing else. Absolutely nothing else is going to get solved. We keep creating more problems. We're going to have another migrant crisis because of this war that's going on. So, like, until we solve this problem, until we extricate and literally declare independence from the foreign state of Israel, we're just slaves. Like, it really is as simple as that. It's not complicated. It's not bigoted. It's not anti-Semitic. It's just factual recitation of reality. So that's my position. We'll go to your calls now. I mean, I got more videos to go. I'll go to a longer video on the other side. I'll go to your phone calls here in just a second. Let's go first to clip number 25. Because again, I think this represents another difference between this current conflict and any conflict we've had before. The UK has come out and said, we're not getting involved in this. Now, this may have changed because I think the speech was before Cyprus got bombed. But here's the Prime Minister of the UK, Keir Starmer, basically saying Israel and America are on their own on this one. Let's watch.
Clear, the use of British bases is limited to the agreed defensive purposes. We are not joining the US and Israeli offensive strikes. The basis for our decision is the collective self-defence of long-standing friends and allies and protecting British lives. It is in accordance with international law, and we've produced a summary of our legal advice which clearly sets this out. We will keep the decision under review.
So again, pretty different than the last time, than the coalition of the willing. Let's go to your calls now. Sean in Nebraska. Go ahead, Sean. You're on the air.
Hello, Harrison. How are you this afternoon?
I'm doing all right. Go ahead.
I have a couple questions for Mr. Trump. I know, Mr. Trump, you're listening. My first question is, when will Barron Trump be signed up for boot camp so he can send his ass over to Iran to fight your war?
There you go. Great question. We know Benjamin Netanyahu's son is hanging out in Miami, Florida. I think I actually heard that Barron Trump is literally too tall to join the army. He might get out because you can't have a bunch of 8-foot-tall Nephilim running around giving a big target to your enemy. So he may be able to avoid conscription there.
Very true. My second question is, when's the Trump administration, specifically you, Mr. Trump, who I voted for 3 times, going to remove Netanyahu's penis from your mouth and quit licking his balls? We need American balls licked, not Jewish balls licked. My father went to Vietnam. He was drafted when he was 17 years old. Before he died when I was 15, made me promise him I would not join the military. When he found out about the Gulf of Tonkin, he died 3 months later after he found out about that when I was 15. I'll be damned if I send my 8.
Amen. Amen, Sean. I mean, on that note, like, what is going on? Why is he Netanyahu's bitch? Because, I mean, we've seen, he's tweeted out stuff of Jeffrey Sachs calling Benjamin Netanyahu a corrupt bastard. Like, Benjamin Netanyahu and Trump, I really don't think they're friends at the end of the day. Like, if you'd asked either one of them in 2024 if they're a friend, they hated each other. So, like, why is he such a sycophant? Is it just blackmail? Do you think that's the Occam's razor here?
It's got to be a gay thing at this point. I mean, I don't know what else to think anymore. I just don't know what's going on. Harrison, I'm serious. I don't know what's going on anymore. It blows my mind. If they're not going to go after any of these people for the Epstein files, then we just need to close the prisons. What's the point? Can you imagine sitting in jail right now? You're like 10 years, selling weed. And you're like, are you serious? Yeah. They're not going after these people. I'm sitting in prison. You might as well just get rid of the prisons, get rid of the courts. Because that's what they're showing us. You can eat babies, drink blood, whatever, torture children. Hey, you're making money, right?
It's so sick.
You're making money.
It really is sick. Hey, the Dow's up over 50,000, so of course it's not anymore, and we'll see where that goes from here. Thank you, Sean. I totally agree with you. Could not agree with you more. I do want to get some more calls. Tony in Texas on line 7 asks a question we may have just answered. Go ahead, Tony. You're on the air.
Well, first of all, you know how Trump goes out and claims he's the president of peace and all these wars that he stopped? And then as soon as he says that, he turns around and he starts the mother of all wars, a possible world-ending war.
Yeah.
You know, I'm wondering now, Harrison, if he might just be going down in history as the village idiot.
At the best, man. I mean, I don't know. Village idiots don't usually destroy the world.
Well, I understand that. Oh, by the way, his wife sounds like a vampire. But
well, I like his wife.
Oh, yeah, sexy vampire. I want to drink your blood. But, yeah, he's doing the total opposite of what we've put him in office for. He was supposed to do mass deportations. Well, that ain't happening, and it's not going to happen. Basically, he threw the white flag in Minnesota and just gave the state to the communists there.
Isn't that interesting? There's a statement today where Trump says, I don't know if I have the headline, but he says, screw the polling. This isn't about polls. This is about doing what's right. I know the polls look bad, but we're sticking to it, and we're going to do this, all the way to the end. And it's like, okay, well, you gave up Minnesota because the polls looked kind of bad 1 week, and you completely surrendered there. So I guess when it comes to deportations, the mainstream media can lie about it enough to get people against it that he just goes, oh, never mind, I give up. But when it comes to World War III, suddenly the polls don't matter anymore? Absurd.
And another thing, he claims the border's locked down and we have an open border policy in Mexico. They come and go all they want. Trucks, trains, planes, automobiles, buses, people, cars. Yeah. They're flooding across the border. It ain't shut down. That's a lie. And another thing, what happened to all these deep state arrests? Wasn't he supposed to go after the deep state, drain the swamp, make some arrest, and all Cash Patel and Bondi's done is nothing.
Nothing. Whole bunch of nothing. No, you're exactly right. And, you know, again, it would be one thing if it's like, hey, he's trying and they're putting up a fight, you know. He's indicting them, but they're getting away with it. Like, if there was a back and forth. But no, nobody's been arrested, period. And they haven't even tried. And that's basically it. We've gotten absolutely nothing. And here we are about to, you know, send troops into Iran. It's absolutely infuriating and inexplicable as far as I'm concerned. Thank you so much for the call, Tony, as always. Let's go to Evan in California now. You want to talk about Iran and the real powers that be. Whoever could that be, Evan? You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. It's nice to talk to you again. Hey, are you aware of Gary Wayne? He wrote a book, Gen 6. He has two different volumes where he documents that the 17 controlling families of the Earth have about $220 trillion. And it really makes, you know, just laughable, really, what we're dealing with. It's funny how Epstein living in the Vatican for 2 years is now no longer the hot topic. Charlie Kirk being assassinated is no longer the hot topic. And we're essentially dealing with families that are unnamed, about 16, 17 of them, it matters who they talk about, but the Illuminati, but they're controlling families, they're the Rothschilds and stuff, and none of this stuff matters until Delta Force goes after these 17 families. Mm. All of this, all, it's really, none of it is important, in my opinion, and Alex, tomorrow's going to have Nick, the simp, the Vatican gimp on. And I just want to point out that Nick doesn't really mind that the Catholic Church was working with Epstein, doesn't mind this church famous for molesting kids, and essentially he's now going to go be a Democrat. I think he's a psyop, probably paid by either, you know, the Pope or the FBI. If you look at the Catholic Church, it's like Jesus dying on the cross and raising from the dead. That's not enough. You need intermediary pedophiles to now establish a relationship with Christ. So about a third of the people in the United States are Catholics. They've watched as the Catholic Church moved in about 11 million, you know, immigrants. Or they're not immigrants. They're invaders. And the Catholic Church did that. The Vatican is the most damaging thing, and I'll say that the Vatican is more damaging to America than Israel is, because I believe it's the Vatican that is really running everything. And you notice that Epstein living at the Vatican isn't even a big deal. They're eating children. They're doing hybridizations of aliens and children, which is going to come out next with all the UFO stuff.
Yeah, I was thinking about that too, where the UFO thing is on here. I mean, look.
Well, you know,
we're about to go to commercial break, so sorry to cut you off. I just think, I mean, I don't want to downplay the power of the Vatican, because obviously they're extremely powerful, and we are not a Catholic country, despite, you know, a lot of people that wish we were. We wouldn't be who we are if we were a Catholic country. No, we're Protestant. We have Protestant work ethic, Protestant individuality, Protestant hard-headedness when it comes to listening to people in robes. We don't really do that type of thing. So, no, the character of America is not Catholic, and it shouldn't be. There's good reason why it isn't. That being said, until we're waging, you know, a war against Florence for the Papal States, I'm going to say Israel is doing more damage to us than the Vatican. But that's just me. But they're, you know, they're all tied in it together. And there's good and bad in all these factions. More phone calls from you on the other side. Don't go anywhere, folks. Stay with us.
Alert, alert, alert. We're engaged in world-changing information here. The worldwide satanic pedophile networks, the poison shots, depopulation, the classified CIA documents about poisoning the food and water and medicines to make us dumb and more docile and controllable and to make us sick and die. Operation Artichoke fully declassified this week. Total vindication of this broadcast. And now our credibility is higher than ever, but it takes funds to operate. So it's a win-win. I sell you supplements, super nutrient compounds that are the certified, best, strongest, highest rated, most loved, totally tested products at thealexjonesstore.com. And we have a massive sale, and that means you have until midnight Monday, March 2nd, to get our incredible, highest quality, concentrated creatine, private label, the top brand in the country, so good for your whole body, so good for your brain, good for everything. And you get a free bottle of Irish Sea Moss gummies. Each gummy is equivalent to like 40 grams or something of Irish Sea Moss. It's so good for you. A bunch of other super nutrients. And our high-quality Shilajit. You get either or. You choose. Absolutely free. That's a $35 value. Absolutely free with our creatine. There's also store-wide 25% off all apparel. That ends midnight Wednesday, March 4th. But let me just overhead shot show TV viewers a couple of things right here. KU Medical Center. Creatine shows potential to boost cognition in Alzheimer's patients. Just type in creatine Alzheimer's. Creatine and cognition in aging, a systematic review of evidence in older adults, a major study. HHS Public Access. Effects of creatine supplementation on cognitive function of healthy individuals, a systematic review of randomized controlled trials. And it's not just good for your brain, it's good for your heart, your muscles, everything. Everybody always thinks of it for muscles, but it's every organ, folks, and you got to get the right kind of creatine. We have the best. Here's BBC telling the truth. The bodybuilding supplement that boosts brain power. I mean, my God, I was taking creatine in high school. I could bench press 350 pounds, weighed 180 pounds, squatting 600. My strength just exploded once I got on creatine. But what's it do for your brain? Want bigger gains in your brain? Six facts about creatine and brain health. Get your creatine already discounted and get a free bottle of Irish Sea Moss and or Shilajit until Monday, March 2nd at midnight, and it funds the operation. Take action now at TheAlexShowStore.com. Plus, 25% off all apparel, t-shirts, hats, and hoodies ends midnight, Wednesday, March 4th. Take advantage of that. We have the widest selection of Patriot apparel and some of the best designs. I set out when our sponsor said, what do you want? I said, I want the widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, hats, you name it. I want classic Americana stuff. I want pro-Trump stuff. I want InfoWars stuff. I want comedy stuff. I want just Americana stuff. Christian, Crusader, pro-life, pro-Jesus, classic 1776 stuff, quality Leering Center, you know, joke stuff, classic InfoWars gear. I mean, just cool shirts saying, I love America with a German pointer on it. I mean, just good stuff. All sorts of resistance to tyrants is obedience to God Punisher shirts. I mean, there are some kick-ass stuff there. Look at that one, American Supply Co. I designed that bad baby. I gave the concept great guys over there and gals. All up in Arkansas, where Big League's based. America established 1776 Supply Company. Woo! I like it. It's got a cool deal on the right-hand shoulder. And there's just, it's over 700 shirts now. That's the only problem, is that you find a shirt, you get it, you like it, you want to buy another one. Takes me like, if you don't remember the name of the shirt, it takes you like an hour to find it. But that's a good problem to have.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just checking the updates. It looks like the pounding on both sides continues. I mean, war these days is just so utterly bizarre. It's literally just bases launching missiles at each other. It is like straight up battleship, where it's like we're playing battleship or something. It's just very weird that we've like witnessed all-out war for 2 years, and like you never see an infantryman. Nothing but missiles flying through the air. It's very, very bizarre. I want to go to a video now of sort of how this might end, just playing this out. Clip 28. His name is Aydin Simardone. And I thought this was a pretty fair interpretation, analysis of what's going on and where this could go. Let's watch.
This is exactly how the war with Iran is going to come to an end. This war is not going to end with the occupation. You're not going to see the U.S. military marching through the streets of Tehran. This is a war of attrition, which means the goal of both the United States and Iran is to wear down the other side until it is no longer able to keep on fighting. And this is a war that Iran is not going to lose. The reason for this is you have to understand that the Iranian military is a system of cells. Yes, it's a unified military, but even if the Iranian military central command was completely eliminated, the military is divided into separate units that can keep on fighting even as that central command no longer exists. Now, what is the U.S. military good at? Well, the United States military is very effective at carrying out airstrikes in occupying parts of countries, at least initially. In 1965, the United States was able to enter Vietnam, and in 2003, it was able to take over all of Iraq in less than a month. But America is absolutely terrible at wars of attrition. For instance, look at Vietnam, where tens of thousands of U.S. soldiers were being killed over nearly a decade. Same thing in Iraq and in Afghanistan. The United States was involved there for almost two full decades. And of course, that actually ended up with the Taliban taking over the country and winning the war. But most importantly, you have to also understand that the Americans, that America is actually not a big fan of seeing their own soldiers being killed. Americans don't really care about the other people that they affect, but they do not like seeing their own soldiers coming back to the country in body bags. And this is yet what we're already seeing in this war with Iran. Today, when I'm filming this video, three Americans have already been killed. And as the United States runs out of interceptors to stop Iranian missiles, you're going to see more and more U.S. soldiers being killed and the pressure on ending the war increasing. Now, this pressure works not because, you know, politicians care or anything like that, but what they do worry about is that a foreign war could lead to radical opposition within their own country. In Vietnam, the fear was actually genuinely that there were now radicals such as the Black Panther parties and other groups that were increasingly seeking out more revolutionary actions because of partly, yes, domestic issues, but also because of unpopular wars abroad. And that is exactly how this war in Iran will come to an end. It's not going to come with the defeat of Iran. Rather, it's going to become because there are going to be more and more U.S. soldiers that are being eliminated, and then the war will have to come to an end because of the risk of serious domestic opposition. So keep the pressure up domestically, I'd say, if you're American. And if you like this video, please like, share, and comment. I want to hear your thoughts. Thank you.
Yeah, I think he's got a pretty good grasp of the situation. Now we're going to go out to your calls once again. The messaging continues to be completely schizophrenic and nonsensical. And it seems like they're already planning to throw each other under the bus, all the people at the top of the American government. Regardless, I'll say that I don't know how you can, if you're a online a lot and, you know, paying attention to who supports what. There's some very clear factions, especially on X. And, you know, InfoWars doesn't really fit into any of them. And it's frustrating because we're always being accused by one faction of actually being a part of another faction. When the reality is that we tend to just be, like, right most of the time, and the other people are not actually directed by right or wrong. They're directed by financial concerns. They're directed by, I don't know, shadowy forces that instruct them what to do, or just, you know, their access is dependent on them being supportive of the Trump administration. I just hope for the discerning news watcher out there, I hope it's clear how unique InfoWars is. And we're so unique, it literally confuses everybody. Which is why I brought up the image of, like, the King Theoden, where it's like, we still love Trump. There's like, you still love King Theoden, even when he's under Wormtongue spell. You go, we got to wake this guy up. We got to slap him out of this. We need to get rid of the people pouring poison into his ear. But it's actually pretty simple. We want what's best for America. We recognize the various maligned forces that are all attempting in their own way to subvert or distract or in some other way destroy us, and we're arrayed against all of them, but firmly and resolutely and with the conviction of knowing that we're exactly right. And I've never regretted not supporting a Middle Eastern war. I've never regretted, you know, calling it out. And to be fair, We have not put boots on the ground yet, and that was always my red line, but I'd say we've crossed the red line, and I think Trump, either because he got fooled or because he's in on it, has made an absolutely terrible mistake here, and I just am trying to hold out hope that this could be a wake-up call of some sort. I mean, he has sort of, in a way, like gotten away with so much stuff over the last year because of the people surrounding him, because of the mainstream media helping him out actually quite a bit. He's been insulated from the effects his policies are actually having. This may be big enough to break through. And I do think it's up to all of us to make sure that our reaction is big enough that it breaks through. And I hope you can support us in this mission by going to thealexjonesstore.com. Thealexjonesstore.com is the only way that you can support us, the only support that we get right now. You're getting 25% off all t-shirts, hats, and hoodies. And this may be one of your last chances to get one of these, folks. So certainly get something, anything with the InfoWars branded logo, if things proceed as they're supposed to. This will be some of the last chances you have to get this stuff. And of course, you're going to want to get all the supplements. However you do it, go to thealexjonesstore.com. Buy one, get one supplements right now. You get free CMOS gummies or Shilajit gummies when you buy Ultimate Creatine Powder. So the Ultimate Creatine Powder is well worth it if that's all you are getting. But now you're getting a free bottle of Shilajit gummies or the Irish CMOS gummies. I'm not sure I could pick between those. I kind of like them both equally. But please do go to thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison to let them know who sent you. And with that, we go back out to your phone calls. We've got Alex in Virginia. Go ahead, Alex.
Shalom, my black Hebrew Israelite brother.
Shalom, my friend.
Yeah.
How are you, sir?
I was like, hey, everything is cool. You know, so real quick. So Iran. What if it's unavoidable? What if there's nothing that you can do about it? That it has to happen. Let's say Trump has a looking glass and he's able to see how events are going to lay out. And there's all roads go through Iran because of the backing that Iran has had from the London banking. Trump has waged war on the Rothschilds. As long as everybody understands that, and he's trying to cripple the London banking system so that it releases not only Iran and frees Iran, it would free up. And what will Israel do now? Remember, Israel said that Turkey is the new Iran. Mm-hmm. Am I right or wrong?
Yep.
So right. It's obvious Israel's going to keep trying to move on and on and on. It's just we have to. This is war has been written in the Vedas, has been written in the Talmud, has been written in the Bible, yep. Has been written in the Quran. War has happened all throughout humanity. And it's absolutely unavoidable. My kids are grown, but I have grandchildren. You understand? Mm-hmm. And I worry about them. But I would much rather this happen so that it brings us closer to freeing ourselves. Because people right now that are panicking don't understand how much under mental slavery they are. Mm. They're locked up. They're mentally locked up. Dude, war. It's got to happen. I'm sorry. Bodies are going to hit the floor on both sides. It has to happen, though, because there's no way away from it. Now, how about this? This is a funny one. What if eventually it'll bring such a public outcry that the United States, the public will demand that the United States no longer be an ally to Israel?
That's kind of what I was hinting about in the last segment, that whether intended or not, that seems to be, I mean, when you have Marco Rubio going, hey, Israel was attacking, and so, you know, we didn't have a choice. I mean, that seems like they're throwing Israel under the bus a little bit. I mean, do you think, I can't believe that that's intentional, but it is kind of an odd silver lining that's starting to appear.
Hey, it's the butterfly effect. What is Trump doing? It's the butterfly effect. You understand? This is what's happening. He keeps creating these things, and then it's like the answer that we expect out of nowhere starts reverberating back. So if this gets us away from Israel, if this gets that clown with ICC warrants that happens to love to frequent the United States, if it pulls Trump enough to say, you know what, I've had enough, we got to lock this guy up. Because Netanyahu's not the all end all be all. He's not the president of Israel. So he can be locked up.
Right.
We just have to see how this, we got to see how this works. Also, Harrison, please, real quick, the Democrats here in Virginia decided to give themselves a 278% pay raise.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I know. Virginia is getting it bad, man. Since you mentioned it, I do have this story. Virginia Governor Spanberger faces blowback after releasing illegal immigrant who stabbed woman to death. Yet another woman, innocent woman in Virginia, killed by a man who had more than 30 arrests. I believe this woman was just standing at a bus stop when this repeat criminal, 30 arrests in his life, comes up and kills her. So, yeah, I feel for y'all in Virginia. Alex, thank you so much for the call. As always, absolutely fantastic stuff. And I'm sorry to see that you are now under the control of CIA operative Abigail Spanberger. But just following on that call, and I do want to go to some other videos. Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton have had the clips from their deposition released, and there are some pretty crazy ones. I don't know, guys, do we have the one where Hillary Clinton is asked about frazzle drip? That's the pizza guy. All right, we got to go to that. So we're going to go to Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton here in just a second, but this is following up with Alex's comments. This is from Asuka_Arian on X. Israel will bleed the U.S. dry of resources in order to secure Israeli hegemony in the Middle East and in order to prepare for the next stage of a larger plan. Israel will, at some point, no longer require the U.S. military for support, and when that happens, Israel/the Jews will use the Democratic Party to finish off the demographic death of the U.S. via open borders and mass migration. The U.S. economy will collapse to a new low. The presence of enormous hordes of unproductive third world people and possibly a civil war will do this. At that point, Israel will become the global hegemonic power they already are by proxy, but this will become absolute and more obvious. Israel will use this hegemonic power to flood white nations with random assorted non-white people until whites face total physical extermination, as is already happening in South Africa. And this was, attached to the video of Benjamin Netanyahu saying, you know, the Jews versus Rome, we lost the last one, we'll have to win the next one. And, you know, that's true. Like, whether you like it or not, look at the trajectory things are going now, and that's the inevitable outcome. Look at the trajectory of Europe. If it doesn't change, it's going away. Look at the trajectory of Israel. It's growing, expanding, becoming more aggressive while simultaneously weakening America. America can't get our crap together. We are crumbling. We are falling apart. Like, there are, you know, multiple avenues that you could talk about, but every one of them, we are just headed right off the cliff. Bring back Thelma and Louise. Like, we are headed towards destruction. The only thing that we need to do now is change that trajectory. And to change that trajectory, you can't just hope it changes. You can't just argue that it should change. You have to actually intervene and change that trajectory. We, as a people, have to stop the way things are going and make them go the other direction. In order to do that, you have to enunciate it. You have to describe what you want to do, and then you have to do it. Okay? So what I want to do is expel everyone with dual citizenship out of the United States government. Force AIPAC to register under FARA. Force anybody that has any communications with Israel to report themselves as a foreign agent. And again, these are things that we have always advocated for. And I know everybody's sort of waking up to the reality of Israel now, but it doesn't change the way that you combat this stuff. You combat it by going after the functions, the policies, the organizations that are carrying out the destruction, and you destroy them or you weaken and disenfranchise them. And we have to do this. It's, again, not a question of preference. It's a question of certainty. We have to do this. We have to get rid of AIPAC. We have to get rid of the Israeli control of America. And we have to do it explicitly because they're Israeli, because they keep getting us into these wars, because they are openly, outspokenly at war with us. So I don't know what else we're supposed to take from this. But when we have these people who are not even pretending that they're working in America's interest anymore and just out in the open predicate all of their arguments on what is best for Israel, we have to just adopt and act like we understand what's really going on here, which is Israel is not America. And anybody who's putting Israel over America is by definition a traitor. If they're American, if they call themselves American, they are a traitor. They are a turncoat, a quisling, a spy that has to be dealt with. Now, I got to go to some of these clips. Let's go to Hillary Clinton here. This was her yesterday in her deposition, or last week during her deposition. It was finally released. Here she is being asked about Pizzagate and Frazzle Drip, of all things. Let's watch.
Are you aware of any files that were on Anthony Weiner's laptop in a folder that was titled insurance, life insurance, with a zip file titled Frazzle?
Pause it. We got to back up. Whoa. Okay. For those of you that don't know, see if I can get this right. Basically, a like NYPD guy supposedly found this laptop with this insurance file, and like, I mean, you could look it up. I mean, you shouldn't like turn on your safe search on Google and search Frazzle Drip. It's a crazy story. It's like everybody who saw this laptop is dead. Some of it is leaked. It is straight up the most disgusting stuff ever. And they know, and they jump. They don't even let her finish the word. That is crazy. And it's one of these things that it's like, for years, if you even wrote the word Frazzle Drip, your account would be deleted on things like Twitter. So let's go back. I'm going to start this over. That was wild. So she is about to talk about Frazzle Drip, and all of Hillary Clinton's lawyers jump in immediately. It would have looked a little better if you'd not freaked out like that. They should have been like, Frazzle Drip, we never even heard of that. You should have played it a little cooler. That was wild. Let's go back. Listen how they freak out when they realize what's being asked.
Are you aware of any files that were on Anthony Weiner's laptop in a folder that was titled insurance, life insurance, with a zip file titled
Is this within the scope, no, Mr. Chairman?
If the chairman rules that it's not within the scope,
Mr. Chairman, based on what you said in the public hearing, is this within the scope?
We can go off the record for a moment.
Mr. Chairman, is this within the scope?
We want to go off the record for a moment. Whoa. And then they go off the record. Whoa. That's wild. That's more confirmation than we'd ever gotten before. That's crazy. So that's right. Anthony Weiner. It was the Anthony Weiner laptop. But it had been around before that. I feel like it had been around before that. But he certainly had a file called life insurance. In other words, blackmail, right? In other words, if I go down, I'm taking them with me. And here's the evidence. And yeah, basically Frazzle Drip is, it's, I mean, there's some crazy stuff. I'm not even going to tell you what they are. I mean, let's just say, if you've ever seen Texas Chainsaw Massacre, if you've ever seen a horror movie where one person wears another person's skin as a mask, and I'll just leave it there. So you can look it up on your own, but just know that this has been one of the most consistent, persistent, and hidden rumors, like really censored things in all of Pizzagate. And we just saw Hillary Clinton's lawyers freak out at the mere mention of it, and then they immediately go off the record. That was wild, folks. Do we have any more with Hillary, or should we go to Bill? All right, let's go to the—I thought we just did the Pizzagate one. Oh, that's the fizzle. All right, let's go to the Pizzagate one.
In past public statements, as in 2017 speeches and interviews, you described Pizzagate as a baseless conspiracy theory, alleging you and others ran a child sex trafficking ring from a Washington pizzeria basement. Have you reviewed any 2025, 2026 Epstein files that were released that you believe reference or relate to those specific 2016 claims regarding the Podesta emails, Comet Ping Pong, pizza used as code possibly?
I'm sorry. Does
You're
this
asking
relate?
Her about whether she's reviewed emails
in the Epstein files.
Which relate to the wacky Pizzagate scam.
You could characterize it however you want. I just would like to know if she's familiar with any of them.
So
she's
excuse commenting. Me, your question is about whether or not she has reviewed any emails in the Epstein release files about Pizzagate.
Correct.
Pizzagate was totally made up. It was an outrageous allegation that ended up hurting a number of people. That caused a deranged young man to show up with his assault rifle and shoot up a local pizzeria.
Yeah, it was real. Yeah, I'm just going to come out and say Pizzagate was absolutely real. I'm going to go ahead and cut her off right there and let you know Pizzagate was real. And it was all real. I don't really care what else she has to say. Remember, Pizzagate only exists because still to this day, nobody's managed to explain the emails between the DNC and John Podesta and the pizza code words, the pizza-related map, the mysterious pictures of basements in pizza places that later didn't exist or something. That was hilarious. Do we have time to go to Bill Clinton? Let's go to Bill Clinton here.
Have you ever had contact with an individual by the name of Shante Davies?
I believe Shante was, that's a distinctive name, and so I think that was the name of one of his flight attendants.
Okay. She's been described on being on a 2002 Africa trip and providing massages. Was she or any other young female on that trip underage at that time?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. Did you ever receive a massage or have physical contact from her or anyone else on that trip?
You've seen the pictures. There was one time when I was sitting up and I got a back rub, a neck rub.
Okay.
And I think Shante did it, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead and admit to the one where we have the picture of it. Good call. It's a good move. Because you don't want to deny that when we have the picture of it. And it'd be kind of coincidental, wouldn't it, if that was the only time it happened. It's the one time we got a picture of it. What a liar. What a ridiculous liar. Apparently, he also confirmed twice under oath that he had absolutely no knowledge of Trump having anything to do with it. So, once again, the people in the Epstein files clear Trump's name. Folks, we'll be back tomorrow with more. Hopefully, we'll get some clarity between now and then, but we'll see. Every day's an adventure in the info war. We'll see you tomorrow.
We're engaged in world-changing information here. And now our credibility is higher than ever, but it takes funds to operate. So it's a win-win. I sell you supplements, super nutrient compounds that are the certified best, strongest, highest rated, most loved, totally tested products at thealexjonesstore.com. And we have a massive sale. Alert, alert, alert. I'm saying this live on air Thursday, February 26th. And that means you have until midnight Monday, March 2nd, to get our incredible, highest quality, concentrated creatine, private label, the top brand in the country. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, good for everything. And you get a free bottle of Irish Sea Moss gummies and our high-quality Shilajit. You get either or. You choose absolutely free with our creatine. The Alex Jones Store. com. We have the widest selection of Patriot apparel and some of the best designs. I set out when our sponsor said, what do you want? I said, with the widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, hats, you name it. I want classic Americana stuff. I want pro-Trump stuff. I want InfoWars stuff. I want comedy stuff. Christian, Crusader, pro-life, pro-Jesus, classic 1776 stuff, quality Leering Center, you know, joke stuff, classic InfoWars gear. It's all there. I mean, just cool shirts saying, I love America with a German pointer on it. I mean, just good stuff. All sorts of resistance to tyrants is obedience to God Punisher shirts. I mean, there are some kick-ass stuff there. Look at that one, American Supply Co. I designed that bad baby. America established 1776 Supply Company. Woo! I like it. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.